Well, it's obviously a part of it. But company leadership. Tim Cook. We had Steve Jobs. Of course, he died. Tim Cook took over. How much is this to do with simple, brilliant management?
Well, I mean, obviously, Steve Jobs set the ship sailing that in that direction. There was concern when Tim Cook took over that he wasn't going to be able to replace Steve Jobs. But since Steve Jobs took over, the company has actually doubled in value. It's now worth...
Since Tim Cook.
Yeah, sorry, since Tim Cook took over, it's now worth over $700 billion, the most valuable company anywhere in the world. So at the moment, he's keeping his critics at bay. The one other thing we should possibly point out is what happens to all that money that they make.
Yes.
And does it get, you know, do we pay tax on it or do they pay tax on it?
Do we, this country, get loads of tax?
Well, we get some. You know, they've got 41 Apple stores in this country and everyone they employ is paying income tax. Every iPhone that sells, you're getting VAT on that. So tax revenue is coming in. However, much of that $180 billion cash pile is sloshing around bank accounts in Ireland and in tax havens like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands, because basically the valuable intellectual property rights, everything outside of the US, ends up in an Irish company, which is then actually a tax resident in a tax haven. It's in the financial equivalent of outer space, if you like. It doesn't really live anywhere. Now, their money's piling up. Apple can't take it back to the US, because if they did, they'd be hit with a 30% tax bill. What they've been doing...
You're making me feel sorry for them.
what they've been doing, though, to give some of that money back to their shareholders, because the shareholders say, I want some of this cash back. We own the company. Where's the money? They've been raising bonds. They've been borrowing money to buy back shares in the company.
They've been borrowing money when they have
exactly
a king's ransom in the bank.
It sounds crazy, but basically, if they were to take that money and give it back to their American owners, that money would be taxed at 30%. What they do is that they borrow money against the cash pile they've got sitting there and use that money to buy back shares, so the owners pay a lower tax rate. They pay capital gains tax rather than income tax on that money. So you could argue that the countries in which all these products are being sold aren't seeing the full benefit of the economic activity that this amazing company is creating.
Wow. Simon, Rory, thank you both.